This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development initiatives worth over 35,000 crore rupees in Vadodara in Gujarat. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation three key sections of the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, marking the full completion and operationalization of the freight corridor network. Mr. Modi also flagged off freight train services from New Sanand, New Makarpura, and New Umbargaon and New JNPT, along with new passenger train service between Tanda Road and Vadodara, connecting remote tribal regions of Alirajpur to the national rail grid. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister emphasized that India has emerged as a global manufacturing hub, now producing its own advanced train and metro coaches. He also highlighted the rapid transformation of India's transport and logistics sector.
आज 2,800 किलोमीटर से अधिक का डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर प्रोजेक्ट पूरा हो गया। ये 21वीं सदी के भारत के लिए बहुत ऐतिहासिक कार्य संपन्न हुआ है। ये डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर इस बात का साक्षी है कि बीते 12 साल में देश की काम करने की संस्कृति कैसे बदली है।
During the program, Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for three railway expansion projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees. He addressed a massive public rally following the inauguration of the newly built BJP office in Navsari. He called upon citizens and public representatives to turn social service and cleanliness into an effortless everyday habit while ensuring the last mile reach of developmental schemes. In Mumbai, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate Global FinTech Fest GFF 2026, one of the world's largest and most influential annual fintech conferences this evening. The four-day fest will conclude on the 11th of September. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with numerous leaders during the BRICS summit, which will be held on the 12th and 13th of this month in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this during a media briefing in New Delhi today. Mr. Jaiswal said that Russian-Ukraine conflict will be one of the many issues that will come up during the bilateral discussions. On Russia-Ukraine conflict, the spokesperson said, India is in touch with both the Ukrainian and Russian sides and is trying to see if there are ideas and suggestions that can contribute to the cessation of the conflict. Speaking on the devastating flash floods in Nepal, Mr. Jaiswal said that India has expressed solidarity and sympathy with the people and government of Nepal. He added that India has responded promptly and will continue to support relief, rescue and reconstruction efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said that India-China ties are gradually moving in a positive direction. He added that this gradual normalization of ties, people-to-people ties, are very important. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold bilateral talks on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. Addressing media at a virtual briefing in New Delhi, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, both leaders expected to discuss issues of mutual interest. Mr. Peskov said Russia considers India a very important player in the global majority. The Kremlin spokesman said that AI would be high on the agenda during the BRICS summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Colombo today on a three-day visit to Sri Lanka, aimed at deepening bilateral defence and maritime cooperation. Mr. Singh was warmly welcomed at the Bandara Naike International Airport by Sri Lankan Deputy Minister of Defence Aruna Jayashekara and Indian High Commissioner to Sri Lanka Santosh Jha. During his visit, the Defence Minister will hold talks with the Sri Lanka's leadership on various issues to further strengthen bilateral ties in mutually beneficial areas, including a strong maritime and defence partnership. He is leading a high-level delegation comprising senior officials from the Ministry of Defence and the Ministry of External Affairs. He will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Colombo during the visit. India delivered a stellar performance at Stage 3 of the World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad, clinching two gold medals in the men's team events and a silver in the women's recurve category on the penultimate day today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.